It is Thursday, the 15th of February, 2024, and here are some of the top stories making the headlines across the Business Magazine website today. In a landmark agreement with the World Bank, Bristol-based global flood risk intelligence pioneer Fathom has committed to providing its critical flood data, at no cost for non-commercial use, to 16 countries most susceptible to climate change impacts. The initiative aims to bolster disaster preparedness and mitigation efforts in vulnerable nations, including Pakistan, Somalia, and Yemen, which are frequently challenged by inadequate data resources. Emerging from the prestigious University of Bristol Hydrology Group, Fathom's decision marks a significant step forward in international collaboration for climate resilience. With this partnership, data scarcity will no longer hinder these countries in their fight against the increasing threat of floods. Property consultancy Vale Williams broadens its reach in the Thames Valley with the opening of a new office in Oxford, a strategic move to address growing client demand in the area. The branch is led by Richard Daughtry, partner and head of investment, signalling a bolstered focus on the region's property investment landscape. In a strategic recruitment move, Vale Williams welcomes aboard two seasoned professionals, Mike Watson, an experienced partner, and surveyor Clark Tursell, both previously with Cluttons in Oxford, to their expanding team. This expansion reflects Vale Williams's commitment to solidifying their market presence and enhancing service delivery to their Thames Valley clientele. In a significant cross-Atlantic partnership, the Canadian Coast Guard is tapping into the expertise of Griffin Hoverwork from Southampton to revamp its aging fleet of air cushion vehicles. Currently operating a quartet of these specialised vessels, the Canadian Coast Guard relies on them for critical operations, including search and rescue, icebreaking, and maintaining marine navigation in Canada's central and western regions. This collaboration is set to address the challenges posed by the predominantly aluminium construction of the current fleet in the face of rigorous icebreaking duties. Griffin Hoverwork's role will be pivotal in shaping the next generation of hovercrafts to better meet the demanding needs of Canada's maritime services. Stay up to date with more by visiting thebusinessmagazine.co.uk. That's it for today. We are back tomorrow. From me, Jane, have a successful day. Goodbye.